alternative and complementary medical practices, everything from herbal supplements like echinacea to chiropractic, are increasingly popular. But there's little information about the effectiveness of these products and treatments. The government has just released a survey of how many people are experimenting with therapies outside the mainstream. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on who uses alternative medicine and why.
48-year-old Claire Brawley uses alternative medicine. She works at an organic food market in Washington, D.C. She buys about $250 worth of natural products a month.
Because they make me feel better. They do. And the side effects of over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs are worse than what they do treat.
Brawley buys kava kava, echinacea, and colostrum, among other products, and she says they work.
I have periodically stopped buying them, and I have got sick with a flu or a cold, and as soon as I get back to taking them on a regular basis, I'm fine.
At $250 a month worth of products, Brawley may be a particularly heavy user, but plenty of other Americans are convinced of the value of alternative medicines. Richard Nayan is senior advisor at the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. He worked on the survey released today.
36% of the U.S. adult population used some form of complementary and alternative medicine within the last 12 months of when the survey was conducted.
Including prayer as an alternative medicine brings the total up to 62%. Surveyors went to the homes of 31,000 American adults and asked them about alternative medical approaches. Again, Richard Nayan.
Prayer for one's own health is 43%. Prayer by others for the respondents' health is 24%. The use of natural products such as herbal medicine, other botanicals, and enzyme therapy is about 19%.
Following that, deep breathing exercises, meditation, and chiropractic. Of the natural products, echinacea was number one, despite studies, including a recent one in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that have failed to demonstrate any effectiveness. Some people in the survey said they used alternative medicine in the hopes of boosting the effectiveness of conventional medicine. Nayan says others gave cost as a reason.
And we were surprised to find that 13% of the responders said this, that conventional medicine therapies are too expensive, and that this was a reason they were turning to complementary and alternative medicine.
The annual budget for the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine is $118 million. A major reason for the survey was to help the center pick the most widely used approaches for further investigations. But the outcomes of those investigations won't make a difference to Claire Brawley.
I really don't care what the government would say about whether these products work or not, because I would know from my own personal experience.
That attitude concerns the NIH's Richard Nayan. Brawley takes kava kava, and according to the survey, 2.5 million Americans do.
And this is surprising because kava kava may be associated with some types of liver damage. And in fact, several countries in Europe have banned the sale of kava kava, and the FDA within the last few years had issued an advisory on kava kava warning the public of this potential damage to the liver.
But Claire Brawley once used ephedra, which is now banned, and she says people should be able to use what they want to use. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
You can find a link to the government survey on alternative medicine at our website, npr.org.